We won't have to be together too much. It's going to be a long day.
Yes.
Yes, it will be. Yeah. But you have no particular problems that you have to...
No, I talked to Mel Laird this morning. There was a wire piece out that the SEC investigators in New York wanted to talk to him about a man named Ball. Allegedly, he had intervened. The inference was he had intervened on behalf of this fellow in the Security Exchange Commission. And defense is going to handle this thing. There was a very innocent luncheon meeting with this guy and a number of other business people that Laird had periodically.
Oh, well, that's one thing I'm sure of. Laird is...
Oh, yes, it's all right, but...
I mean, but, you know, they're just trying to run something.
I don't think Ron ought to take it on because...
No.
Hypos it.
No. Absolutely.
It's amazing, isn't it? By golly, the way they start, they go after everybody, don't they? Yeah, they're after everybody. And the vice president's been very nervous. He called me.
I know.
I know. And decided to have Harlow try to...
Well,
he isn't here. He wasn't here, so I did it through George Bush on the first run.
That's good.
And Senator Bell wasn't as responsive as he might have been, although he's damn upset about it. So Bizard is just going to talk about the report of intimidating actions to Elliot today. And just let it drop at that, you know, just sort of say we ought to be sure of this.
Just talk to Elliot about what the... That everybody's, you mean, of
being employed in...
on Agnew, huh?
Yes, that are really inappropriate, and he ought to just look into it and be sure that it's... It is right.
Well, doggone it, the Attorney General of the United States should look into something if they're intimidating the Vice President. Matter of fact, don't you think so?
You're goddamn right, yes,
and
sir.
As a matter of fact, the Attorney General ought to be a little bit more concerned about the President, too, than he has been.
There ain't any doubt about that. Of course, he knows that.
He knows that. I know.
Good. But, that's about all that's really new.
Right.
We've got a lot of the lean crap. I think Ron's on his way down. He has all the latest.
More stuff, huh?
More stuff. More of the old stuff. Stuff on Dean, of course, is riding very heavily.
What? About the...
Yeah, the dean is infuriated at the committee and has refused to talk to them because of the leaks about his situation. Cox has moved to close. Now, we shouldn't take any comfort from Cox's action.
Oh, God, no.
Because that... He's probably trying to build a case for immunity for him.
Build immunity, you mean?
Yes.
Except they think...
Well, it's we know what Cox is after, so we...
Yeah.
On the surface, it looks good, but it isn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll talk to Ron about the
area. Sure, yeah.
But as far as the crap is concerned, I trust there's nothing new, no bombshells.
No bombshells. There was a reference to the IRS business today that Dean allegedly told the committee that you had said... that the Democrats used the IRS effectively. It's time we did, or something.
I did.
In fact,
it's true. That's true.
Right.
But
it isn't hard. It's nothing hard. He's
right.
Thought of a smutty.
But that's the kind of crap he's going to get into.
That's right.
Well, that's totally true, Al. They did use it. And, you know,
of course they